Welcome to our deep dive today.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be exploring this declassified CIA document
Okay.
from the year 2000
Yeah.
called Beyond Parapsychology.
Right.
And it really dives into this fascinating intersection of human perception and what they call extrasensory phenomena.
It's pretty wild stuff.
Right?
We're talking about research and anecdotes from the document itself, covering experiments.
Okay.
And even real-life examples of things that seem to defy, at least at the time, traditional scientific explanations.
You know, I'm always fascinated by these kinds of things.
Right.
The stuff that makes you question what we think we know about the world.
Yeah.
So what's the document's main focus?
Well, it really emphasizes phenomena that, while they were demonstrably real, couldn't be fully explained by science at the time.
Gotcha.
It kind of pushes back on the idea of lumping everything unexplained into parapsychology.
Right.
And argues for a more rigorous scientific approach.
Okay, so they're not just throwing out wild theories.
Yeah.
They're actually trying to apply scientific principles to these mysteries.
Right.
I like that.
And to make things even more interesting,
okay,
the document mentions that a lot of these experiments were carried out by serious, qualified scientists.
Interesting.
So there's definitely an effort here to go beyond the realm of superstition and look at these things with a critical eye.
That definitely adds a layer of credibility to it.
Yeah.
So what kind of phenomena are we talking about here?
One of the most intriguing concepts they explore is dermo-optical perception. Or DOP.
DOP.
Yeah.
Essentially, it's the ability to perceive visual information without using your eyes.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Seeing without your eyes?
Uh-huh.
That sounds like something straight out of science fiction.
It does.
Is there any evidence to support that?
There is. The document highlights a fascinating case study from the USSR involving a woman named Rosa Kuleshova.
Rosa Kuleshova.
She was apparently able to distinguish colors and shapes using just her fingertips, all while blindfolded.
Wait, seeing with her fingertips?
Yeah.
How do they know she wasn't peeking or using some other trick?
Well, the researchers were very thorough.
Right.
They implemented rigorous testing methods.
Okay.
Like using multiple layers of bandages, controlled environments, and even eliminating other sensory cues to make sure there was no way she was cheating.
So even with all those precautions, she could still accurately perceive things.
Yeah.
That's wild. What kind of things could she actually do?
They describe how she could successfully identify colors hidden beneath layers of fabric.
Wow.
And what I find really fascinating
is
that she even reacted differently to colors she personally disliked.
Oh, really?
Almost like there was an emotional component to it.
You know, that makes me think, if she's having emotional reactions to colors she's seeing with her skin, could DOP be tied to the emotional centers of the brain somehow?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And it's one that the document itself grapples with.
Right.
They explore various theories about how DOP might work.
Uh-huh.
But ultimately, the exact mechanism remains a mystery.
So it's not just about seeing red.
Right.
It's about feeling it in a very real way.
Exactly. It really challenges our understanding of what seeing actually means.
That's incredible. Okay, so if they don't know how DOP works.
Yeah.
What kind of theories are they putting forward?
Some researchers in the document suggested that it might be related to electromagnetic sensitivity.
Okay.
While others propose that people with DOP might be able to perceive a form of energy that we haven't even discovered yet.
So almost like a sixth sense specifically for certain people.
Right.
That's mind-blowing.
It really is.
Yeah.
The document even mentions the possibility of a new sensory organ, something specific to these individuals, that allows them to perceive the world directly through their skin.
Wow. A whole new sensory organ.
Yeah.
It really makes you wonder what other hidden potential lies dormant within us.
Right.
But wait, if we're talking about seeing without eyes, does this document go beyond just sight?
Mm-hmm.
Could other senses be involved in this too?
You're right on track.
Okay.
They actually go on to suggest that other senses might also play a role in dermo-optical perception.
Interesting.
For example, there are cases mentioned where individuals could feel colors.
Really?
Implying a synesthetic element to all of this.
Synesthesia.
Uh-huh.
That's where the senses get mixed up, right?
Uh-huh.
Like tasting sounds or seeing colors associated with letters.
Right.
I've heard about that, but to feel color?
Yeah.
That's truly stepping into a different way of experiencing the world.
Absolutely. And there's even a particularly interesting experiment mentioned
Good.
where one subject was able to perceive color changes through her elbow. It really challenges everything we think we know
Right.
about how sensory organs and perception work.
Seeing through your elbow.
Yeah.
This keeps getting wilder and wilder.
It does.
So we've got folks seeing with their fingertips,
Right.
feeling colors,
Yeah.
and even sensing things through their elbows.
It's clear that we're only just beginning to scratch the surface of what's possible
Right.
when it comes to human perception.
This is just the tip of the iceberg. So beyond these individual cases,
Yeah.
did they do any research on how these abilities might actually work, like on a practical level?
They do mention the work of Professor Savlyev,
Professor Savlyev.
who is really interested in color perception in different environments and contexts.
Okay.
He did a lot of experiments to understand how different colors could influence people.
So they were looking at the effects of color itself,
Yeah.
not just the ability to perceive it in unusual ways.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what Professor Savlyev found is pretty fascinating. For example, he discovered that the color red seemed to increase blood pressure and pulse rate in his subjects.
So it's not just about seeing red, it's actually having a physiological impact on the body.
Yeah.
I never thought of it that way before.
Right.
That's a fascinating connection.
It really highlights the powerful and sometimes unseen ways that color can influence us.
Okay, so we've talked about seeing without eyes, feeling colors,
Yeah.
and even the physiological effects of color.
Right.
I'm hooked. What else does this document dive into?
Well, the document actually acknowledges the potential practical applications of these
Yeah.
unusual abilities,
Okay.
particularly in fields like medicine and security. Imagine being able to detect illnesses or hidden objects
Oh, yeah.
just based on subtle changes in color perception.
That's a game changer.
Yeah.
But with any new technology or ability, there are always ethical concerns, right?
Of course.
Did the document address that at all?
They absolutely
Huh.
did. It specifically raises concerns about the potential
Right.
for these abilities to be misused,
Yeah.
especially if they could be harnessed for things like manipulation or surveillance.
That's a chilling thought. This document really makes you think about the potential consequences
It
of
does.
unlocking these hidden abilities.
Yeah.
It's a Pandora's box
Right.
full of exciting and potentially dangerous possibilities.
It really is.
Yeah.
But before we get too caught up in the ethical debate,
Okay.
let's go back to the research for a moment.
Right.
The document mentioned the possibility of training people to develop these skills. Did they elaborate on that at all? Yes, they did.
Oh, wait, no.
The document explores the idea that these abilities may not be limited to a select few individuals,
Right.
but rather represent a latent potential within all of us
Wow.
that could be developed through specific training.
So imagine a future where we could all tap into these
Yes.
extraordinary sensory experiences.
Right.
It's a mind-blowing thought.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a world where the limits of human potential are constantly being redefined.
But as we discussed, the ethical considerations are huge.
Of course.
We need to approach this with caution and think carefully
Absolutely.
about the potential consequences.
You've hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Beyond parapsychology isn't just a scientific report.
Right.
It's a call to consider the nature of human potential and the responsibility that comes with unlocking it.
It's a roadmap to a future
Yeah.
where the limits of human possibility are constantly being pushed further.
And a reminder that we're only just beginning to explore what we're truly capable of.
Absolutely.
It really begs the question, what is it about these individuals that allows them to do these extraordinary things? Does the document give us any insights into that?
That's what I'm wondering. Is there something unique about their brains or their psychology?
Well, it doesn't give us any definitive answers, but it does point out some interesting observations. For instance, many of the individuals they studied seem to have heightened sensitivity and intuition, not just in these specific abilities,
Right.
but in other areas of their lives as well.
So it's not just about physical senses. It's like their whole way of perceiving the world is amplified, almost like they're tuned in to a different frequency than the rest of us.
That's a great way to put it. It's as if they're picking up on subtle cues and patterns that most people simply miss. And here's where it gets even more interesting.
Okay.
The document suggests that these abilities might be linked to altered states of consciousness,
Okay.
things like deep meditation or hypnotic trance.
Ah, so we're venturing into the realm of the subconscious mind. Could it be that these abilities are somehow unlocked when the conscious mind takes a back seat?
It's a possibility worth considering. You know, the document even mentions a theory called biocommunication.
Biocommunication.
The idea that living organisms might be able to exchange information through unseen energy fields.
Okay, now we're really going beyond conventional science. So they're suggesting there might be a whole other level of communication happening beneath the surface beyond our five senses.
That's the essence of it. Imagine a network of energy connecting all living things.
Wow.
Allowing for a transfer of information in ways we can't even begin to comprehend yet.
That's mind-boggling. It makes you wonder if phenomena like telepathy or remote viewing might actually be rooted in this biocommunication network.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps these abilities aren't supernatural, but simply a different form of communication that we haven't fully grasped yet.
Exactly. It's a whole new way of thinking about human potential. But let's shift gears for a moment and look at some of the specific experiments mentioned in the document.
Okay.
One that caught my eye was about a woman who could read with her fingers.
Now, that's one I haven't heard before. Reading with your fingers. That's incredible. Tell me more.
This is the case of Nina Kuligina.
Nina Kuligina.
She was a fascinating subject studied in the USSR. Nina claimed to have the ability to identify colors and read text while blindfolded, using only her fingertips.
And did the researchers verify her claims? That sounds almost too good to be true.
Of course. The document describes how they conducted numerous experiments with Nina. They used multiple layers of bandages, controlled environments,
right,
and even special devices to make sure there was no way she could see.
So they were really trying to rule out any chance of trickery. What were the results? Was she actually able to do it?
According to the document, in many cases, yes, Nina was able to successfully identify colors and even read short sections of text, even when her fingers were nowhere near the material.
Wow. So how do they explain her abilities? Was it dermo-optical perception or something else entirely?
Interestingly, in Nina's case, the researchers thought something else might be at play. They suggested that she might be generating a biofield.
Big biofield.
A concentrated form of energy that allowed her to interact with objects at a distance.
So like an invisible force coming from her body.
Exactly. They believe she could project this energy from her fingertips, allowing her to sense the shape, color, and even the text of objects without physically touching them.
Now that's what I call a superpower. Did they have any scientific evidence to support this biofield theory?
They did conduct some experiments using sensitive instruments to try and detect changes in the electromagnetic fields around Nina's hands when she was using her abilities.
Mm.
And they claimed to have measured significant changes in energy levels, suggesting that something unusual was happening.
Okay, so they had some data to back up their claims, but it's still pretty mind-blowing. Did they have any ideas about how Nina might have developed these abilities?
Unfortunately, the document doesn't delve too deeply into that, but it does mention that Nina had suffered a severe head injury as a child.
Okay.
Some researchers wondered if that trauma might have triggered some latent potential within her brain.
So almost like a dormant part of her brain was suddenly activated, like those stories about people who develop savant-like abilities after accidents.
That's a fascinating connection. And, you know, the document also notes that Nina herself said her abilities would often fluctuate in intensity depending on her emotional state or even the weather.
So external factors could influence her powers. That makes it even more complex. It's like her abilities were intertwined with both her internal state and the world around her.
Exactly. It really challenges that traditional idea of a person as a separate, isolated being, and suggests a much deeper connection between our minds, our bodies, and the environment.
It makes you wonder if we're all more interconnected than we realize. Maybe these individuals who can do these incredible things are simply more tuned into those connections.
I love that idea. And perhaps as we continue to evolve and learn more about consciousness, these abilities won't seem so extraordinary.
Right.
They might even become more common.
That's both exciting and a little bit daunting if we're all capable of these things. It raises a lot of questions about how we use those abilities responsibly.
You're right. This document isn't just about strange phenomena. It's a call to look inward at our own potential and the ethical implications of tapping into it.
It's a roadmap to a future where the limits of human possibility are constantly being pushed further.
And a reminder that we're only just beginning to explore what we're truly capable of.
You know, as we delve deeper into this document, it really strikes me that they're hinting at a much bigger picture here.
Right.
It's like they're suggesting we might be on the verge of a major shift in how we understand human perception.
I agree. The document actually uses the term multidimensional reality,
okay.
suggesting that our current understanding of the world might only be a glimpse of a much vaster spectrum of existence.
Okay, now that's a concept that really makes you think.
Yeah.
So they're saying there could be other dimensions or realities coexisting with our own that we're normally not aware of.
Right.
It's like something out of a science fiction movie.
It does sound fantastical, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But what's intriguing is their suggestion that these other dimensions might not be separate or far away,
yeah.
but rather interwoven with our own reality.
Right.
Perhaps even influencing us in subtle ways we don't fully grasp.
So not like a parallel universe,
yeah.
but more like layers of reality stacked upon each other,
yeah.
all interacting in some mysterious way.
That's a really interesting way to visualize it.
Yeah.
And they even propose that some individuals might be more sensitive to these subtle interactions.
Okay.
Allowing them to perceive aspects of these other dimensions that most of us miss.
Which could explain things like precognition or clairvoyance, the ability to see future events or things happening far away.
Precisely. It's as if these individuals are somehow tapping into a stream of information that goes beyond the limits of linear time and space.
It's a mind-boggling concept, but incredibly fascinating.
Yeah.
But if these other dimensions are real,
right,
it raises so many questions.
Of course.
What are they like?
Yeah.
What rules govern them?
Uh-huh.
And how do they connect to our own reality?
Those are the big mysteries.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the document doesn't give us any concrete answers.
Right.
But it does strongly emphasize the need for further research, suggesting we could be on the brink of a major scientific breakthrough if we find ways to study these phenomena systematically and rigorously.
It's a call to action for the scientific community to really dive into these unexplored areas.
Exactly. This document pushes us to broaden our definition of what's possible and approach these mysteries with open minds while still holding on to a healthy amount of skepticism.
It's a delicate balance for sure.
Yeah.
As we wrap up this deep dive, I'm just amazed by the sheer scope of the ideas in this document.
It is pretty amazing.
It challenges our understanding of the world and ourselves.
Right.
But it also invites us to explore the unknown with a sense of wonder and curiosity.
Well said. Who knows what incredible discoveries await us as we continue to delve into these mysteries? Maybe the future of human potential is far more extraordinary than we can even imagine right now.
This deep dive has certainly left me with more questions than answers.
I bet.
But I think that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's ignited a curiosity in me that I'm eager to explore further.
And that's the hallmark of true knowledge.
Yeah.
It doesn't just give you answers. It sparks a thirst for deeper understanding.
Right.
So keep questioning. Keep exploring.
And
who knows what amazing truths you might uncover.
Thank you for joining us on this journey into the unexplained.
My pleasure.
Until next time, keep your minds open and your curiosity alive.